Tonight we'll be in the book of Psalms, chapter 139. The lesson tonight is built on these four verses. How many of us feel with all our heart that God truly values each and every one of us? Our lives are not an accident. Our lives are not a mistake. They are a result of God's intentional act of creation. We only have to go back this year to February, and we could go back decades before that on how society values human life. For some, we're just an arrangement of molecules. For others, we are just an animal that overconsumes. Fortunately, that is not how God views human life. Since our creation, God has placed a very high value on each and every one of us. Everyone matters to God because God created us in His image. And every single person that has ever walked the face of this earth and who will ever walk the face of this earth has great potential. It's kind of like the parents of a new baby. They find value in that child because of its inherent worth. He hasn't done anything yet. He can't even say your name. He can't help with the chores. All he knows is you're someone that keeps them warm, and you feed them, and you change them. They don't even know your name, and yet they are still our pride and joy. That is much the same way that God values us because of our inherent worth. It's not that we've done anything for Him. It's not that we have charmed Him by our goodness and righteousness. Far be it from that. But God loves us because we were created in His image. He created many in the animal kingdom to fellowship, to be communal. But He only created man to have fellowship with Him and to love Him. And in that way, God sees us through the lens of our worth and our potential. Life has value because God made us with purpose. He put us together. Verse 13 of Psalm 139, David writes here, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." Before we were born, God cared for us. He created our inward parts. We were crafted and formed by Him. Every one of us, in one way or another, is a little bit different than the other. Even my identical twin brother, in some way, shape, or form, is not identical to me. We are all just a little bit different. Just think of the detail in which He formed our bodies. Wouldn't it be amazing if, from the moment of conception, you could watch those two little organisms coming together and creating a life? From the moment that the heart was created in that embryo, to the formation of the eyes, the nose, the arms, the legs, watching it in real time as it happened. The details of our blood system, how it is created, how it is purified, how it creates and sustains life. The computer that God put inside our head, that man is consistently trying each and every day to recreate. We have the only brain in this whole creation that learns every single moment of every single day. It absorbs everything that goes through it. Artificial intelligence that man is trying to create is not that sophisticated yet. All these things were crafted by God's own hand. The life that is in that womb is not a choice. God sees that tiny child as a masterpiece that he has knitted together. It has great value to him, and it should have great value to all of mankind and to our society. But society has decided that it's not worth that much. Our lives have value because God made us with a promise. God put us together well. Verse 14, I praise you. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and that my soul knows it well. Remarkably and wonderfully made. You know, Austin, little Austin, when he's sitting there, there's two videos he really likes and laughs a lot of. Cats and monkeys. And he laughs and laughs and laughs at them. And they were made very well, but nothing like us. He didn't just put us together. I don't know, and maybe I'll ask him when I see him. How did you come up with this design? Why did you put these parts here and these parts there? We are a work of art, every single one of us. And his works are wonderful. This is why God's promise is that our lives are not mistakes. They're not accidents. He made us, and he did it in a way that allows our lives to have an impact on the world and also on eternity. We sit back and wonder, how can just little old me have an impact on the world? We do. We do with our influence. We do with our kindness. We do with our love. We impact other people. While we may not change the course of the world, we certainly can help it along to get back to the right path. No wonder that David wrote, I will praise thee. Our very lives are an opportunity to praise our Creator. You know, it wasn't like God took some clay in his hands and threw it on the ground to see what would come out of it. God had made us with a plan. He put us together well to be able to fulfill the plan that he has for each one of us. Verses 15 and 16 says, my frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in secret intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. And in your book, all were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me when as yet there was none of them. Can you imagine before Vicki and I ever realized Vince and Katie were going to come into our lives that God already knew them? Everything has been planned out. Before God created the heavens, he already knew he had a plan in place to redeem man. It's like God already knew that Adam and Eve would fail. But he always had a plan B. Plan B was better than plan A. What I'm not saying is God did not make us to be criminals. But I'm saying that God knew everything that we can be and could be. He knows the length of our days, and he knows the strength of those days. We're not an accident, but we're part of God's plan for this world. Every moment, every new day that we are given, we should be seeking the opportunities that are placed before us. Because our lives have been given to us as a great opportunity. Can you imagine a world in which every one of us was exactly alike? Can you imagine all of us looking exactly the same or having the exact same talents? Where would the fun of life be? But God has made us different, and yet God has given us the opportunity to be all part of a plan. A plan that will impact the world and also impact eternity. God still has plans for us. We may not realize it yet. We may be in the fall of our life, but God still has plans for us. And we still have opportunities. George Washington Carver, in the eyes of the world when he was a little boy, it didn't seem like he was going to be much. He was born a slave, and it wasn't long after his birth that he became an orphan. And then he was traded for an animal, a horse to be exact. As he moved from place to place, he witnessed horrible things. He saw people like him being beaten to death. As he grew a little older, many would have considered his life to be worthless and not have any value, no special value. But his life did matter. He became a great inventor and a scientist. And today we still reap the benefits of his work. And his work is incalculable. You see, society today has lost touch with the value of life. You know, it's like the great armies of the world, and they sent all the little soldiers and the privates on the front lines, and they called them cannon fodder. They were to die in order to move the armies forward. Most generals didn't think a whole lot about them or of them, other than a way to the means. So, in our society today, the lives of others are insignificant. And it's really comforting to know that God sees things differently. It's hard to say, but God values human life more than I cherish my own children and my grandchildren. And that says an awful lot. Our lives matter to God. And He has given us this great gift. This morning we woke up, we were given a new opportunity. Tomorrow morning, we get a do-over. Thursday, we get a do-over. Every day is a new opportunity. And He has plans for us. Friends, we must not miss the great adventures that God has placed before us. But if you do not obey God's plan for salvation, it will all pass. God created us on this earth, but not to have this earth as our eternal home, just a way station. A way to get a hold and grab hold of the opportunities He's placed before us. Every single person in this room, every single person in this town, this county, this state, this country, this world, has potential and has God's love. And even come Judgment Day, when those do not inherit that kingdom of heaven, with a sad heart that God loses one of the loves of His life to eternal damnation. Don't let it be any of us. If you desire to answer the invitation at this point, we want to give you that opportunity this evening. If you'll come, as we together we stand and we sing.